Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's going on, my good people? Hey, we back again with another great episode. Here we go again. It's Level Up with Ryan Hodge, as we know. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about some more goodness like we always do. But before we get to that, I want to say I hope everybody had a good week. 7 days since we last met. I hope everybody's up. Hope you gained some perspective from last week to put you in a better position for this week. So again, now let's got that out the way. What are we going to talk about today? So here's the problem. Listen, this culture is extremely violent. And maybe people were violent like this decades ago, but it just doesn't seem like it. And I know some of it could be blamed on social media, the access of videos and all this information being shared, you know, at a high rate. So maybe that is it. But either way, we want to talk about today about this violent culture, this fight culture, and how it's really tearing us down. We got to talk about it. We got to be better from it. And we're going to strategize this thing like we always do. We got some guests on the show today. We're going to bring Mel back. We've had her here before. We had her on last week's show, as a matter of fact. But we'll get her on the show. And then after that, we're going to get another guest on the show we had before. He's going to spit some science to us as well. But so the reason why I'm doing this show today is because, like I said, it just seems like a proliferation of violence. I'm watching videos on social media. Every time I click a button or scroll down or up or whatever you may have it, it seems like it's always a one-on-one, a 1-on-10, a 10-on-10. It's like whole neighborhoods are coming together to fight one another. It's crazy. It's madness. It has to stop. So that's really why I'm, you know, using the current event situation with all these fights and stuff to talk about this today. Just something we got to get past. So like I said, in a minute, we're going to bring Mel on the show. She's going to chop it up with us. We're going to just use some common sense advice for the everyday man. Like I said before, we're just using practical strategies to be better than we were yesterday and ultimately carry us forward to where we don't have to worry about this sort of thing. Then second guest, same topic. We're going to bring Kench on the show and just see his point of view and what he can bless us with. And like I said, again, just be better. We're trying to grow and we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep beating this show down and we're going to keep the viewers getting up, going up, and we're going to just put the info out in the streets for our people. So again, we're going to take this break and we'll be back with Mel. So in a minute, like I say, we're going to get to it, y'all. All right, everybody, we back from break. Like I promised a moment ago, we got Mel back on the show. She was with us last week, and she was with us once before a few weeks back as well. So she's here again to drop some science on us. Mel, shout the people out.
All right. I'm in the building, y'all.
Hey, once again, we happy to have you here. So thanks for being with us.
All right. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So we just trying to, like we said before, give advice, practical stuff. And today's topic that we're going to be giving advice on is just this fight culture that we're in. It seems like the youth especially are doing a lot of fighting in the streets. So we just want to talk about it and come with some solutions as to how we can get better and hopefully eradicate this fight problem.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to act like fighting wasn't a thing when we were younger, because it was. We used to fight. You know, it wasn't as violent as I think it is today. But yo, we used to fight, and but we would get over it. It was, you know, meet me in the street.
I'm going to go ahead and cut you off on purpose just to touch on something you said, and I'll let you get back to your story. But I agree with you wholeheartedly when you said back in the day, you know, jokers would fight. And because it was a thing, it definitely was a thing. And it wasn't as violent, in my opinion, as well. But to touch on what you said, or agree with what you said, when you said that jokers got over it. I could just remember, it was way back in the day, we was in a city called Elizabeth, downtown Elizabeth in the 80s. During the crack epidemic, was brutal, you know what I'm saying? Was a lot going on downtown Elizabeth. Anybody from Elizabeth, they're familiar with it and the surrounding areas. So anyway, you definitely had to fight to earn your keep. If you didn't fight, you were going to get swallowed up. So I know one of my first days down there, downtown Elizabeth, me and this cat named Hassan, we had a fight. And we got it in. And once we finished the fight, you know, jokers broke it up, whatever, whatever. And at the time, we just dapped it up. We didn't dap up back then. We shook hands, and that was pretty much the end of it. And actually, for the rest of the time I lived downtown Elizabeth, the dude Hassan was my best friend. So definitely, it was a thing where you and somebody could get it in. As they saying nowadays, you know, guns down, fists up. You could do that back in the day, get a quick fair one. And it just be that and nothing else.
Yeah. And I think that it was probably easier for the guys to get over it than females. Females tend to hold grudges a little bit more than guys tend to. But even from that perspective, though, along the same lines, there were a couple females back in the day, too, that, you know, had fights. They might have been cool and, you know, and generally it was always over a boy. You know, they had a fight over a dude, and and then soon neither one of them were even messing with the dude, and they were right back friends. And it was just like that. You know, they got over it. But now it's, you know, a fight, or and then the fight tends to lead to something else. And I think that's where the problem really lies, is that the fight tends to escalate and becomes more violent. Someone ends up seriously injured or dead.
Right. Yeah, and not just them. I mean, with the way it's going now, like you said, the fight tends to go to another level. It escalates into a whole nother situation. Somebody stabbed up, somebody shot up, somebody's dead. And that's definitely not what was meant with the, obviously, you got a problem with somebody, y'all fighting, that's just it. But what I'm having a problem with now, and this is the reason for the show, is that there's a lot of adults that are partaking in the kids fighting. So I'm going to give you an example. Social media puts out everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. And all day long, you can find fight videos, whereas you'll see a kid is getting dragged to somewhere to fight with the mom, and the other mom or the other father is bringing the son out, the daughter out, and they're really going to meet to fight. And then it turns out to be like a whole neighborhood thing. And
that's a problem. That's a huge problem, because as adults, we're supposed to be the ones setting examples and discouraging that behavior.
I agree. And I say like this. So just to make matters worse, I see a lot of videos where you might even have the parents fighting. And it's so bad that I've seen videos where a child has been hit from one of the adults who was fighting the other adult just from proximity, being in the way during the fight. Mm-hmm. So it's just a whole lot going on. I remember there was a thing where kids stayed out of grown folk business.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like parents and kids or children are blending the business. So I just don't see how fighting, you would think, would be grown folk business. I don't see how a neighborhood full of kids are sitting around watching the grown-ups fight.
Yeah, lines are definitely blurred. I'm glad that you mentioned that about kids staying out of grown folk business, because that was always a thing when we were growing up, is that kids had their place. And whenever the adults were talking or handling any kind of business, yo, the kids had to leave the room. Right. You had to go over there.
Right.
If there was any kind of disagreement or argument, like voices start getting loud, yo, kids had, couldn't be anywhere around. Right. That just couldn't right. happen. And if it started escalating, yo, the adults had to take it elsewhere too. You know, if the kids couldn't go elsewhere, the adults had to take it elsewhere. Yo, you wasn't no fighting around the kids. That just wasn't what it was.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely it was a shield, mm-hmm. which was necessary to keep kids as kids and to keep them from thinking they're on the same playing field as grown-ups. It's so bad now that I even hear grown-ups talking about fighting kids. Actually, not even talking about it. I mean, social media once again tells the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you'll even see where a grown-up is going to fight some 15-year-old kid just because she was running her mouth. Now, granted, the 15-year-old shouldn't be running their mouth, but at no point should the grown-up be fighting a kid. So it's almost like everybody's more violent. I mean, I did mention the kids being more violent, but it seems like as time goes on, I mean, the adults are less like adults and more like kids, and everybody's the same.
Yeah.
So one of the ways we can be better from this, man, is we gotta figure out how we can be less violent. And, you know, some people might attribute it to the music, the culture. And I think that has something to do with it. So, you know, these kids at a young age definitely shouldn't be exposed to a lot of violent movies and violent music, because it does have an impact on them. And they start thinking that the way those songs are portrayed are the ways they have to live. So parents, if you're listening, or people in the neighborhood, if you're listening, hey, watch the music that you play around these kids, because it's definitely having an effect on them. So that's one way to level up.
Yeah. And one of the other things that you said was kind of culture, and having respect for your elders and instilling values in the kids, right? Because mm-hmm. some of the things that kids say, you know, getting out of their lane,
right,
and being disrespectful to adults, that just wasn't one of the things that we did as kids, you know.
Right.
And now it's like kids don't really understand their place anymore, and now adults, those kids now become adults, and it's just no separation of right. levels.
Right.
Kids think that they're on the same level as adults, and now those kids are becoming adults, and they're like seeing kids on their same level as well. And so you got to have some lines of delineation, I guess,
yeah.
So that everybody kind of understands where their place is in hierarchy.
Right. And it's, again, it's real interesting you say that, because my time in education, a lot of students talk about, you know, everybody says respect is earned, not given.
Mm.
Right. Now see how bugged out that was, because there was a time when just being an elder,
mm-hmm.
you garnered a certain amount of respect. And then obviously a kid, you being a kid, had to respect your elders. That was just a rule of thumb.
That's right.
But it seems like that's going away now. Now it's almost like adults are having to earn the respect of a kid for the kid to give the respect back.
Yeah, that saying was taken out of context. So you have to earn respect. That was meant for peers. It was not intended for the elders, for children to say that to adults and vice versa. That was really for peers. So you as my peer, you have to earn my respect.
Right.
So that was really yeah. taken out of context.
And that respect piece, I'm gonna bring it back to the fight culture. Listen, obviously you need to respect the elders of the adults, but you need to respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a lot of this fighting that is going on, yo, you can't respect yourself that much if you're willing to just every weekend you're going to fight somebody. You don't respect yourself. You don't respect your family. And you darn sure don't respect your people. And what do I mean? I mean, yo, if you're a black man, you shouldn't be going out of your way to harm another black man. If you're a black woman, you shouldn't be going out your way to hurt another black woman. So if you respected yourself and your culture, you wouldn't be moving like that. So we need to find a way to get back to where adults were respected and actually worthy of being respected too, because obviously if the adult is out here committing all sorts of atrocities, that's going to hurt the respect pool anyway. So adults need to get back to being adults, being more respectable or respectful, and then the kids will follow suit. But one thing we can't do is keep allowing the youth especially to partake in gang fights, riots in the street, or even a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Like I said, everybody's on this guns down, hands up. Hey, listen, if you're committing violence against your own people, I said this in an episode or two ago, you're a terrorist. You're no worse than somebody who's not in the same race as you committing atrocities against your race. You're willing to beat somebody who looks like you're heading, look like you heading, then guess what? You're no better than the person who doesn't look like them beating their head in. But listen, we're going to pause for a quick minute. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back in a minute. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back once again. We still got Mel here. She's dropping some knowledge on us, and we're talking about ending this fight culture, getting back to a situation where we don't need to put our hands on each other. So we're going to just keep the conversation going. So I want to talk some more about just, like I said, just getting rid of this thing. So here's how I think about this fight culture. So everybody says, once again, guns down, knuckles up, hands up, right? So just think about where most fights start at. Just think about it. So we're going to just do high school level. If I had to ask you, Mel, one example, two examples, high school fight, what is it stemming from?
Nonsense. He said, she said.
All right, so we got, she said something about me that maybe she didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Bang. So it was some words.
That's right.
Right? Then give me one more example if you got one.
Some type of relationship, a high school relationship.
Right. Some high school relationship. The boyfriend said something to the other girl and the girlfriend found out about it. Now it's drama from that. So now, bang. So just just indulging for a second, everybody. So just picture the scenario. This is just alluding back to the hands up, guns down. So we can go to this high school situation. It wasn't physical. It was verbal. Somebody said something, I heard she said it. And then now we end up jarring back and forth. And then that comes the fists. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that's absurd because it never turned physical. We were talking. So there was really no reason to get physical. We escalated conversation or arguing to physicalities, right?
That's right.
So we escalated it. Bang. Now let's just take this mindset of the generation, which is better than shooting each other. But if you're saying knuckles up, guns down, who's to say that if the situation before that didn't involve any fighting, escalated to fighting, why would we think that if the two combatants put their hands on each other and actually cause physical harm to each other,
mm-hmm,
why would we think that that would escalate or not escalate to gunplay?
One would think so.
I think that's totally illogical to think that you can tell people, go ahead and beat each other up and then end it right there. That's when you really got something at stake. You got your pride at stake. You might have some lumps on your face. You got a video showing you getting beat up. Now, that's when you're really going to want to retaliate. So where I'm going with this, how we can level up, because you know this is what we do on the show. I say like this. If we can teach our kids or attempt to teach our kids to put the guns down and go fight, well, I think we need to start before then. We need to start talking about conflict resolution. Just having a conversation. One might be a conversation. Have a conversation with the other person that you're having conflict with,
mm-hmm,
and you two sit down, agree to disagree, and keep it moving. talk out wherever you y'all went wrong. Maybe y'all might become friends and find out that you actually didn't have the beef that you thought you had. And while I'm talking, I'm gonna give you an example. Again, my time in education broke up a lot of fights, was a mediator to prevent a lot of things from going down. So there were two kids at the school. Let's just say one was Craig and one was Kyle. I'll just use that. Craig and Kyle actually did not know one another. They heard of one another through other people. They were in different grades. One was a senior, one was a junior, but they didn't actually know each other. So anyway, these two students were about to fight because of what everybody else in the school was saying.
Happens all the time.
So now we didn't know that they didn't know each other until we decided, me and another gentleman, we decided to put both those kids into the office and just chop it up with them. So after talking to him, was like, yo, so what's your beef? How'd you two come to wanting to fight each other? Mm-hmm. And then one said, well, shucks, I heard Craig said so-and-so. And then Craig said, well, I heard Kyle said so-and-so. So then we got, you know, digging deeper, like, so wait a minute. You two have actually never had words against one another to each other's faces over the phone or social media? The answer was no. They had never articulated any hostility towards one another. But they were about to fight each other based on what the building said. So there's a whole lot of value in mediation.
That's right.
Trying to get these two jokers to sit down and talk. So anyway, long story short, they realized they didn't have a beef. It was just a bunch of people on the outside who felt like those two students were like the hard rocks in the building, and they wanted to see those two fight. That's what happened. So we were able to subvert that whole mission to get them to the fight just off of having the jokers sit down and find out they didn't have any issue at all. So that's one thing. I mean, and then the other thing is, if you're going to get the kids or whoever it may be, if you can teach them not to use guns and to use their fists, then again, you might as well tell these jokers, don't fight at all. Don't say anything to this joker. Just ignore him like it never happened. We at least need to start there as opposed to bypass talking and then go straight to, well, if he says something to you, then you might as well fight him.
Conflict avoidance is always going to be the best answer.
Absolutely. So conflict avoidance, people, we're talking about, and this is for grownups, anybody who's out there thinking like the wave is to fight as opposed to shooting is better. But no, you don't need to touch each other at all, because once the hostility starts, especially when it's physical, there's no telling where that might go. So let me ask you a question then. How do emotions tie into this whole thing?
So whenever people are emotional, you tend to act irrational. So when you're emotional and there's hostility involved, it's best to just walk away and leave that for another day. Give yourself time for your energy level to come down, and that way you can just think more clearly and probably avoid the situation altogether.
Word. And I like that, because you said something about irrational. And I even see some of these videos where the whole neighborhood is fighting and it's like a scene of chaos. And then out of nowhere, somebody's getting hit with a baseball bat or somebody's getting ran over by a car or some craziness. So definitely, once again, we need to stay away from this fighting altogether. Talk it out. And if you can't talk it out, then maybe just walk it out. And I mean that in a sense of just walk away from it and don't even worry about it. But once your emotions get tied into it, you never know how the situation may end.
But just think about it. A lot of times whenever you are that tied up, sometimes you actually get a high from it. You have endorphins going, you have these chemical imbalances, and you're really not thinking clearly. And so you really might blank out and not even really remember or understand what exactly you're even doing. So it's really best to just remove yourself from the situation.
Right. So again, people, we're trying to stay away from this fight culture. Let's learn some words and some strategies to not be fighting, because if the fight starts, you never know how it may end. It could end with somebody falling off the curb and busting their head wide open. Now you got a manslaughter charge. Well, listen, yo, we about to let Mel go. Mel, before you go, you know, you want to sign us out with something?
Yeah, just be safe, you know, have some personal accountability. Think twice about what you're doing. Protect yourself and be safe out here.
All right, that's what it is, yo. So we're going to let Mel go. Thank you for being on the show. And everybody, we're going to be back in a minute after this break. We're going to have Kench on the show. We've had him on the show before. So we're going to be back in a minute. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back from that break. We're going to say thanks again to Mel for coming on the show. But right now, we got Kench back with us. He's rocking with us again today. Yo, Kench, go ahead and shout the people out before we get this thing going.
What up, what up? This Kench, the Jersey representing. You already know, grown man thoughts. We're trying to level up. Let's go.
All right, man. Well, good looks on that. Again, if I didn't say it already, thanks for being here. Today's show, man, we're talking about this violent culture that seems to be exhibited in the youth today. So that's what we here for, man. Do me a favor. We're going to go like this. So we from a different generation than what's going on now. So what was the fight situation back in our generation, in your opinion?
Yo, the fight situation was for honor, for respect, or if you had a problem with somebody. Right now, it's to prove a point, to be disrespectful. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. The thing I really don't like is they really not fighting no more. People want to either shoot, stab, or jump you. Nobody really wants to shoot the fair one. And that's the problem with these youngins right now, because they're out here killing each other. They doing a government job for them. It's a problem, and I don't like it.
All right, so bang. We talking about this fight culture, and you bring the guns in, right? So I got a point, and I'm just going to throw it at you, man. So I got a thing where I'm really to the mindset of this fight culture needs to just end. I don't even see a place for telling this youth, the youth that's out there now, to put the guns down and fist up. I don't even think that's a good piece of advice. What would you say to that?
Bro, you know, you're talking to an Xboxer. So, hands up, guns down. That's my motto. I do truly believe there are certain situations and certain things that sometimes need to be handled manual to manual. But as I always say, it's levels to it. Like we said, our generation, I'm from a generation where you fight, after the fight over, it's over. That's it.
Right.
You lost, you catch the L. You win, you catch the W. And I'll be honest with you, I done fought a few people, and the next day we cool and we friends, and it's back on. What my issue is now is fight culture is based on somebody trying to prove something, based on this rap culture, based on the movie culture that we watch on. And a lot of it is just based on people talking and running their mouth and really not doing it. Because I'm going to tell you this, where we from, you had to really be able to scrap if you wanted to be outside.
That's right.
Now, you got a lot of people that's just outside talking the talk. And when it goes down, you see all the social media videos on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Usually the one talking the most, popping off the most, is the one to get trashed.
That's right.
But the problem with that is, after that, you want to jump somebody, you want your friends to come in, or it goes back to this gun culture, which is I don't agree with. So, you know, me and you might disagree on, you say just no violence at all. And I think that is a place for that. I'm saying if you're going to do it, it's no need to be dead after the fact. All of us know that movie, Friday. You know, Pops was telling him, you know, you live to fight another day if you're fighting with your hands. But it's a matter of if there's a belief or a principle behind it. This pulling up at people's houses and just going outside, getting a little too drunk, too saucy, and wanting to scrap, that's totally out of pocket.
Gotcha. Yeah, and of course, like you alluded to, yeah, my position is, man, I don't even think we should be meeting to fight anybody. And I'm under the belief that if I got enough cognition to go ahead and pull up to your crib and I can agree with you to meet, I'm saying that we could agree to not meet and just squash it that way.
All right. I'm a backtrack a little bit, because you said you're very reasonable and you always keep me level-headed. Let me say this. You should always have a conversation and work it out like two adults. Because if you can plan a time and place to meet up and scrap, you could take that same energy and put a time and place to meet up and have a conversation to get better, a la level up.
Right.
I'm factoring in the human factor. There's emotions, there's things we feel strongly about, and honestly, there's things that happen. I'm talking about if there's a situation and it jumps off in that midst, it is what it is.
Oh, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not to cut you off. Now, I agree with that. If somebody decides right now to start swinging on you, then of course
you have to defend
yourself. You can defend yourself by any means necessary. You're going to punch back, kick, scratch. That's just what it is. Yeah, and I think in that moment, just like with anything else, it's almost like somebody's kidnapping your kid. I mean, you're going to do whatever you have to do to get your kid back. But I'm really just speaking towards we didn't even have anything really happen. You said something on Facebook. I said something back on Facebook. And then now I'm shooting you my address.
So you just touched another point for me. I'm a little upset at this internet gangster thing. If you get in a fight over anything over social media, you're an idiot. If you set up a time and place to meet and fight, you're an idiot. I'm going to tell you a few reasons why. I'm going to come at it from a human side and I'll come at it from a legal side.
Okay.
Yo, the human side, if me and you beefing on Twitter, Instagram, it's probably over a stupid-ass meme. I've seen people getting fights over sports teams.
Right.
If you're posting your girl, your daughter, or a female in your life and somebody says something the wrong way, yo, that is stupid to me because you're getting triggered off of something you're seeing. That's basically TV to me. It's fictional.
Right.
That piece of it, I think, is extremely stupid. And I'm going to come at you from a human viewpoint. If me and you have a problem on the internet and we agree to meet up somewhere, bro, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're giving me a time and place where to be. Somebody like me thinking like the old me used to think, I'm going to have a few people there. It's a setup.
Right.
We're not coming for the fair one.
Right.
And these people out here is not coming for the fair one. Like I said before, if something pops off, you outside. You know, I was recently out with my girlfriend. And, you know, she was wearing her outfit. We was in the club. And, you know, somebody said something slick and reached. Yo, I reached over quick enough to grab her and was like, chill.
That's right.
Now, listen, if he did grab her backside and she said something slick and he said something slick back to her that I felt was disrespectful, it would have probably jumped off. I'm not going to lie. But for me, that same scenario for me posting my girl in the bathing suit on the internet and somebody say something slick, I'm going to just laugh at you. Like, I'm proud that I got somebody that you want to keep spitting at and that look good to you. That's why I think there's a difference.
So it sounds like you're saying part of maybe ending this fight culture is that some people need to be a little bit more thick-skinned.
Grow up. It's not even the thick skin. This generation is so soft, everything bothers you.
Right. It's because they have thin skin. Yeah, it gets to them. If you say anything sideways, that's maybe not even be sideways. They may perceive it as such. Their feelings are hurt.
We're in a generation where people are getting participation awards, and we're sensitive, and everybody's great, and everybody's going. Even if you're trash or something, they're telling you keep trying, keep going. Nah, you need to toughen up. There's nothing anybody can say on me and to the internet that's going to cause me to DM them and try to meet them and go find them.
Right.
There's nothing you can say. The difference is, you said something earlier about showing up to somebody's house. That's when it becomes different. Because the moment you show up to somebody's house or hood, you're violating, you don't know who lives in that house, mother, brother, father, sister, girlfriend, people they love. You are violating on a whole different level. That's why these things get so ugly and turn into extreme violence and, unfortunately, death. Because think about the difference between you in the street with a stranger you don't know. They say something slick. I have some words. You can move on.
Right.
We're going to move on. I'm not arguing with you in the street. But you pull up to my house and you're in the driveway of my residence. That's a big difference, brother. My reaction then is total protection.
Right. Right.
It's like a wild animal. Most people get attacked by animals when they're somewhere near a food source or the babies.
That's right.
Like if you're in the forest and you run across a cub, understand the mother's very close behind and she's coming for you because she's protecting her family. Same thing here. If you pull up on a human at their place where they go to rest and their family is, that's a whole different thing. And from a legal standpoint, if you do that, you're automatically on the wrong side of the law because you're the aggressor. That's
right.
Assault.
Right.
So that's what there's no win-win situation. That it's just lose-lose and how much more you can lose.
Right, right. And that's one of the things I want to touch on. Listen, before, we're going to take a quick break, man. And everybody out there that's listening, come back with us. We're going to take this break. We'll be back with Kench in a minute. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Once again, it's on, people. We back again from that quick break. We still got Kench on the line, and we just rapping about this fight culture, this notion of put the guns down and hands up, and if that's a real thing. So, Kench, before the break, you were talking about, you know, your belief in the notion of hands up, guns down. So, and then you did speak about, you know, just the way this culture is wired anyway, as far as they got thick, they don't have thick skin, they're kind of sensitive, we said. So with that being said, let me ask you this. If we know that this generation is sensitive, is it realistic to think that this generation of students, kids or whatever, can have a fist fight and lose the fight and it not turn to something violent with guns or knives? Is that realistic?
Right now, it's not realistic. And I'm going to tell you why. The problem is the first thing we talk about is fighting. Where I'm from, fighting was the last resort because we had a thought process. We had thick skin. We had morals. We had principles. Honestly, it's not realistic because that's what's been taught to them for years and years and years and years, and that's what's glorified. What we need to do is teach them self-love and teach them to respect themselves, because when you have when you have things to lose, you move differently. And a lot of these youngins that we are talking about with this fight culture, with this motherfucking gun culture, They had nothing to lose because they built nothing. Everything either been handed to them or they're watching the adults in their lives pop pills, smoke weed, shoot crack, go to the club every night. We're in a generation of everyone that was raised by single parents or in an area where it's not a positive environment. So we need to heal first,
right,
before we even get to talking about what you should do in a fight situation. I don't even think you should bring the fight part in as a stimuli or an option, so they don't even have a thing to go to with that. Let's teach them how to critically think. Let's teach them the long process of what happens when you start this fight culture, because once you fight one person, you got to keep proving that.
Yeah, it's a definite. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tyson became champ. You know what? Everybody wanted a piece of the champ.
Right.
Ali, everybody wanted a piece of the champ. So when you start the fight culture, you're bringing more fight. I really, truly believe we have to teach them, level them up to a point where you critically think, see what you have to lose, and work on your communication skills. You do that, 9 times out of 10, it's not even going through a fight, because right now they don't have the mental capacity to understand anything else. It's either let me get my way or let me call reckless abandon.
Right. So I'm hearing some level up. I heard we need to get better on the communication, as far as the kids anyway, better communication, more self-love. And one of the things about self-love, in my opinion, just to touch on what you said, if you have self-love, the last thing you want to do is hurt somebody else. It's really not even something you're thinking about. So that's what we need to get. We need to get back to that. What else you got?
I would say this too. The other thing we need to do, and I'm big on accountability.
Right.
Very big on that. You can't control what other people do. You can't control how you act. And we have to take responsibility as adults. And I'm talking about all of us across the board, whether you have children, you don't have children. They did not learn this overnight. They did not just wake up one day and say, this is what I want to do. There are things us as adults have contributed to it that we might not see as a stimuli, because I talk real tough.
That's
and
right.
I got to look at this. I got 4 god kids, 9, 7, 5, and 4. I act very different around them because I don't want them to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be careful what I talk about. I got to be careful of my curses. I got to be careful of my reactions when I'm upset, because I'm teaching them how to react. Like I told you, I was an ex-boxer. I don't want them to fight. I wouldn't even support them even trying to box.
Right.
Use your brain. Use your thought process to get what you got to get. We as adults got to own the fact that, think about how many of our parents, you can think about, like, if somebody hits you, hit them back. If you go home and get in school and get beat up, you got to come home and fight me. I've heard parents say that a million times.
Right.
And get you mad, why Billy out there with a Uzi shooting the block up? I didn't teach him that, no, but you taught him to react violently. So if he can't beat someone, what's the next thing he going to do? Jump, shoot, stab.
Yeah. Gotta use a weapon if that's going to be my only means of beating you.
Yeah, so the first thing we got to do as adults is start over and teach them a different way to communicate, a different way to express their feelings, and a different way to react. Our problem is we look down on a person who walks away, and we don't realize that's the stronger person.
Right.
We had an episode a few weeks ago about the snitch culture.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's bullshit. Because if somebody is in my neighborhood, sorry.
Yeah, you good.
If somebody's in my neighborhood destroying it, I'm telling. That's not snitching. That's protecting your future. The same thing needs to go for this fight culture. If something happened at you, don't tell little Johnny, don't tell Erica that they got to punch him in the face, that they got to stand up for what they believed in. No. Teach them a different way to be able to walk out of that situation and get home safe. Because once you swing on someone, understand they're swinging back. And you might be in for a fair fight. It don't mean the person you're fighting is.
Right. And I think what you said is important. What you said is important about the parental side of things. I could just think back to when my mom was, you know, schooling me, you know, when I was young. Listen, man, she was real big on if nobody put their hands on you, you don't have to fight. She wasn't really with somebody running their mouth and then that automatically means you have to fight. That was never her thing. So it was always, if you have the opportunity to walk away, nobody's attacked you, then you do that. So,
how old were you when she was talking?
Oh, man. I mean, I was. I'm going to try to prove a point. I probably was 5 years old listening to my mom tell that to my siblings.
So, at 5 years old, she's telling you that. So, when you go to school at five, you don't have the bravado, you don't have the confidence that a 15, 16, 17 year old, like they used to pay you smelling yourself at a certain age when you're getting big. So, as a 5 year old, you're going to try and find ways to walk away. That becomes your mode of operation the rest of your life. That's why you are who you are and why what you do. We need to start these other kids off of that. Because if you start somebody with somebody hits you, you hit them back. Now their mode of operation is, I can smack to get what I want. I can hit
now. Now let me.
As a comfortable reaction.
Now I'll be clear. Like I said, my mom Dukes was like this. If somebody put their hands on you, give them the business. But it was like I said. But it was they had to be coming at you like that. Your first response was to get out of there. That was her advice. If somebody's saying something, just walk away. If they continue to follow you, then you keep your eye on them and make sure they don't attack you. And then if they're going to attack you or attempting to attack you, then you do what you got to do. So I'm saying that to say there was de-escalation tactics that she taught us back in the day. It wasn't just as soon as somebody says something you don't like, you got to fight them. Because a lot of people now, the kids now don't even know what disrespect is. And the reason why we know they don't know what disrespect is because they don't even know what respect is. So if you don't know one, you don't know the other. And that's why they find themselves willing to fight so much is because they think they got disrespected because somebody told them, don't play with my hoodie.
Right, right. Oh, you playing with my feelings and my emotions out loud, bro. You just said
to. So I want to be clear on that. But one thing she definitely did teach us was there are things to do before you have a fight. And there's things you can control yourself before you have a fight. And that's what I grew up with.
I'm going to tell you something funny, take it to another level and how people react different. My parents were very religious. They said, turn the other cheek like Jesus would. So if somebody hit me, give them the other cheek.
Gotcha.
Always walk away. My mother and father, listen, if you need to protect yourself, whatever you need to do to get up and run away, do that. But if somebody hits you, if somebody does something to you, turn the other cheek, walk away. Listen, that taught me how to de-escalate. I didn't start changing that mentality until I felt embarrassed about it. So that was the decision I made on my own.
Yeah.
But I feel that has saved me a lot. I feel that's why I'm still alive today, because you and me both know, we know a lot of friends that didn't make it over a lot of stupid stuff.
That's a definite.
Wrong place at the wrong time. The emotional side, running up in the wrong house, running up in the wrong hood, and you're not there no more. I never had that until I got older and felt a little bit embarrassed about not being able to fight, but I still had a thought process of what happens before you fight.
Right. And that's extremely important. That's what we talking about here. So if any parents listening, and even some kids listening, listen, the first thing you need to do is figure out a way to de-escalate the situation. Get yourself out of the situation. It doesn't always have to go to the fist, because chances are if it goes to the fist, in today's culture, you beat somebody up on the internet, they're probably going to come back and try to shoot you. It's just what's going on right now. So,
nothing wrong with running away.
So think about getting out of the situation completely, because the last thing you want is to be at your own funeral, if you feel me. You do not want to be the star at your funeral.
At all.
Yeah. So, like I said, man, we just got to figure out, keep talking about these conversations and putting this information in front of people. Listen, communication, understanding what a threat is and what isn't a threat, understanding what it means to protect yourself and protect your people. And all of this fighting we're doing is doing nothing but bringing down our community. So we got to invest in this youth, the youth that are coming up, and see what we could do to get them to be better. Because like they said in the song, the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. If we teach them wrong, they still going to be leading the way, but they're going to be leading us down a slippery slope to
destruction.
There it is. All right, so yeah, I was about to say before we let you go, leave us with something, man. We're gonna let you get out of here though.
Everything we talked about today applies and is real, but I'm gonna tell you this: education is key. If you educate your children, educate, you're never too old to be educated. But if learning something new and educating yourself is your number one priority, primary option, this fight culture goes away, because you can look through all the history books in the world. War never solved the problem. Fighting never solved the problem. It just created a temporary release, but created more problems. Educate yourself, level up, and get better, and we don't have to worry about none of that, because we can all get money together. We can all shine together if we work together and we all got the same operation and educate ourselves to be better.
My man, before I let you go, I want to say thank you, of course, and I just want to touch on what you said about education, man. There's a story I used to teach my students when I was in the classroom. Story called The Interlopers. And the quick synopsis, you got a couple rich dudes, they were arguing over some land, like 100 acres of land or something, right? They both had money, so you figured people with money are supposed to be civilized. But these two, they were beefing back and forth. So what ends up happening, they go through the whole story, right? And at the end of the story, the two dudes were in the woods about to fight each other. And what happens is a tree branch falls on the both of them and they get pinned under the tree branch. Right? Now, while they're pinned under the tree branch, the story ends with a pack of wolves bearing down on them while they're trapped under the tree branch. So you see the now this is the story. Now people need to take this story and teach their kids the story, because look what we're talking about. They were having conflict. They were beefing back and forth. And what ends up happening is the story leads you to believe that they're going to be eaten by the wolves in the end of the story. All because the beef they put themselves in ends up leading to their demise. So I'm going to close with that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to close with that right there. Kent, we appreciate you coming on the show, spitting for us. But again, people, teach your kids, use their minds, not those fists. And we could cut down on a lot of stuff that's going on in the hoods these days. Kent, later, man. Next time.
Peace, my brother.
All right. Later. What's up? What's up? What's up, peoples? Listen, you know what time it is. You know what that music indicates. We're about to get out of here. But before we do, we got to thank Mel for coming on the show. She dropped some science on us. Also, we got to thank my man Kench for coming on the show. He looked us out, too, with some good info. A little passionate as well, man. We appreciate the energy. Real quick, yo. We're just trying to be better out here. We're about to close this thing out. But before we go, we also got to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting it together for us. Thank you. We appreciate it. One more time. You know what I'm going to say next. Hit that website. Check out RyanHodgeBooks.com for all your reading needs. We got the erotic romance on lock. We got historical science fiction. We got urban fiction. We got it up there. Get right. Yo, listen. You know what I'm going to say now. This has been Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Until next time, y'all. Later.